Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Aaron Rodgers really doing this for all the right reasons? And is the rest of the league really intimidated by Rodgers at this point? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Rodgers in Pittsburgh yesterday, Perl. Good morning. Yeah. We expected it, but you know he finally was there and answering questions and said he's playing football for the soul, not for the ego.
Yeah, he was running around a lot. They seemed to make sure those videos, and there was some, I don't know how they did this. There's a slow-mo video of a spiral. It looked like an NFL Films thing, and of course it was gorgeous because it's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, if we were playing 7-on-7 in shorts, I'd pick Rodgers as my steady QB. He looks good.
QB, Team USA, baby.
Yeah, the question is, can he stay healthy? I mean, it's a health question. And it's an offense question. Will he fit this? I actually have, I think he has enough time to learn the offense because I was thinking about this on the way into work. Baker Mayfield learned the playbook in 4 days. Mm-hmm. He's got 3 months. I think he'll be fine by week one. He's 41. If he can't figure out an NFL offense, then that's a problem.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield learned the offense, what, in a flight from Carolina to LA? Yeah. But they got to play the Raiders that day, and the Raiders were really, really bad. Here's the thing about Rodgers. Not enough questions yesterday. We have a lot of time for this. What the real key is, and this is not a sexy thing to talk about necessarily, but it's really how's the offensive line going to hold up? You know, Rodgers under pressure last year. EJ knows. He was watching. Anytime Rodgers was feeling pressure, when the offensive line was breaking down, that's when it didn't look like Aaron Rodgers. When he actually had a little time to make things happen with Davante Adams later on the season, that's when you got some of his, signature throws. Because he can't move around. He was moving well yesterday, but not at game speed. He's not able to escape like he did.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. Because I feel like you could watch Aaron Rodgers' movement from one part of the season to the next. And I thought it was way different. And also it's clearly, I think at least according to a lot of insiders, a slight step up in the line because the Steelers have quietly invested a lot in their line. We'll see if those young guys pan out. But I think if Rodgers can move, it's a whole different game. I don't think it's just the line. I think it's him. He was literally limping for the first half of the season. And then all of a sudden he wasn't limping, which I don't understand at all. But I think it's more on his movement. And also he's a veteran quarterback. He should protect the line by getting rid of the ball fast. That's why you have a veteran quarterback.
As far as the intimidation factor of what Aaron Rodgers still brings at 41, going to be 42 this season.
Don't be a freaking weirdo.
Here's Myles Garrett yesterday from Browns camp. Looking forward to adding Rodgers to his very famous Halloween decorations, all the graveyard of quarterbacks he's sacked.
What do I think about it?
Face him twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
I said, you don't know me.
The graveyard is a great Halloween bit, Pearl, where Myles Garrett on his front lawn has tombstones and it's all the quarterbacks that he's taken out. That's not, future Hall of Famer, I can't wait to test myself up against one of the best. I'm going to put him in the graveyard. Here's Jermaine Johnson. So this is obviously old stuff with the NFC North, right? Says he appreciates Rodgers, but there are no friends on the field.
It was a pleasure having Aaron around and stuff like that, and I wish him the best. But, you know, when I get between those lines, there's no friends. And I think he knows that, and he feels the same. So I'm excited. I'm excited. It's just another game, but for me, it's going to be my first game back. It's a lot of emotions. And when my emotions run high, I tend to play pretty well. So I'm excited.
Sorry, Jermaine Johnson from the Jets. So that's going to be the season opener. Pittsburgh is going to be at the New York Jets. So
I'm very excited, by the way, like Miles Garrett. Fast forward to the 18-13 Steelers or Browns win. I mean, Steelers-Browns always play some bizarro game that has no logic to it at all. So that, I don't even know. Miles Garrett, by the way, like, talk all you want, dude. Your team stinks. So I don't even know. And then Jermaine Johnson.
But he doesn't stink.
Yes, but I don't know about him. I feel like I'm now on the Miles Garrett is a little overrated. Like, dude, get out. He's a guy who should not be in Japan when the team is doing mini camps. Like, I think the Browns might stink this year.
Wait, I mean, you're really going to take out Miles Garrett? I mean, he's now the highest paid pass rusher in the league. And
yeah, I know.
He didn't show up to a voluntary practice. He's back for the mini camp. He's there yesterday.
Even the way that all worked out, it's like, if you're a Browns fan, you're like, okay, this... Like, we're paying this guy all this money. He's probably going to be the best defense player in the league, and it ain't going to amount to anything.
Listen, I saw who he was with in Japan, and I was like, yep, I'd be in Japan too.
Oh, his lady?
His new lady is... Well done, Miles.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that is right.
Let me check Manny, Instagram real quick.
See, this is where Manny is so full of it. You say you have no interest. Aaron Rodgers revealed yesterday that he's been married for a couple months, and Manny's like, I couldn't care less. I'm like, you don't even want to see what she looks like? He's like, I don't want to see what she looks like. Meanwhile, we're rushing to Instagram to see Miles Garrett's girlfriend.
I don't see anything, EJ. Why would you lie to me like this?
It's out there.
Yeah, all I see is Keeley from Ted Lasso.
I don't know if it's on Instagram, but it's out there.
No, why are we wasting
but you guys have no problem with Miles Garrett coming into this offseason saying, all I want to do is play for a contender and then taking $40 million from the Browns. Like, that didn't strike anybody. I know that's what NFL players do, but that was ridiculous.
You want to get paid.
Yeah, but I don't think that means he's overrated. Just he's...
Yeah,
he's,
but like winning's not... It doesn't seem like he's a guy who's hell-bent on a ring.
Well, probably not. I mean, listen, this is two ways these things go. He either could have made it really messy where they forced a trade and he gets to go somewhere that you're still not guaranteed you're going to get a ring, or they blow you out of the water with money and he'll go from, what did he say, Cleveland to Canton. I don't know.
I feel like he's Joe Thomas 2.0, which is good for him, but I just don't. This seems like they really like, it's funny, we talk about Shedeur Sanders, who was throwing darts again in OTAs or minicamp. They are clearly in play for the number one pick this year. So I think it's interesting how they do this thing in Cleveland.
Good job, Miles. Good job.
But you think that Miles Garrett's going to be mailing it in now? Like, that's the implication?
He'll be great, but it won't make any difference. No. And, like, he's talking trash to Aaron Rodgers. Like, eh. I don't know. Like,
I think it says a little more about Rodgers. I do. Maybe Garrett's just a unique guy, and Jermaine Johnson can't wait to face a former teammate or whatever, and these guys. But it feels a little like, I don't know, but the rest of the league has the shine come off just a little bit because of Rodgers' last 2 years. He got majorly injured and then was coming back from an injury, and they won 5 games last year. So, you know, does he have that same intimidation factor that Rodgers always enjoyed?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, that's long gone, right? Like, now he's... It's funny. I think he's like Kirk Cousins, just a little Kirk Cousins plus now, right? Isn't that how everyone views him? I mean, was Russell Wilson when he got to Pittsburgh? Was he Russell Wilson? No, this is clearly a diminished Rodgers. But what else are you going to do?
Here's my question though about that.
If that's time machine,
if that's the case, guys, like it's not like they have Derrick Henry in the backfield.
Yeah,
like it. I know we were saying that maybe you don't need Aaron Rodgers to be MVP level, but I kind of think. I don't know about MVP. I think he has to be like a Pro Bowl level quarterback, right? Like
for what?
For the Steelers. Like, I don't think Jalen Warren's going to be a 1,500-yard back. Like, where are they getting all this production offensively if you're saying Rodgers can be kind of a diminished version of himself?
What makes you think they're going to get a lot of production offensively?
Well, they're trying to win. That's the whole point, right? Like,
see, that's what I'm saying. You're like, why did they go with Rodgers? It doesn't, you know, there's no downside. There's no commitment. I'm like, yeah, but they've got to score points. Like, they've got to find a way to actually win a playoff game this year. I think you think there's no pressure there. I think there's tons of it.
That's where
you and I don't see this the same way.
I mean, come on. You really think that this Steelers team is going to go on some run in the AFC playoffs the way they're built right now?
I think they think that.
If they think that, they're out of their mind.
You can laugh, but I don't think you do this.
Someone calling for Pittsburgh is like, we signed Aaron Rodgers, we're going to the Super Bowl. I have not seen a single person say that.
I think they believe this is the swing you take right?
Right,
they have a great defense.
Risk. They just signed a guy for $13 million.
No, but they have a great defense. They just made this big move for DK Metcalf. They gave him $150 million. Like, they're trying to send a message. We are different now.
Oh, I don't
Because the Metcalf thing was also very out of the ordinary for Pittsburgh. Usually they're sending wide receivers out, which they did in George Pickens. But they're not bringing guys in and giving them huge contracts. That's generally not what the Steelers do. They draft their receivers and then let them go.
But, I mean, if it was an all-in year, they would have been aggressive about quarterback. They waited till June 9th to bring in their quarterback.
I mean, you think this was orchestrated all along.
Yeah, but it's definitely like... this is the opposite of the Rams all-in season. This is like, okay, we're still here season. Like, yeah, I still love Warren Sharp's tweet after this happened. The football analytics guy, he said, there isn't a 10-7 season that Mike Tomlin hasn't fallen in love with. Like, I think that's what everybody thinks this team is.
Right, and you get into the playoffs, and then you hope that Rodgers makes a difference and the defense makes a difference.
Yeah, I think there really is a movement in Pittsburgh thinking that, God, we would be better off if we were terrible. I really think that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this,
but that's not winning out. That's not what the front office is doing.
If that's the case, Perloff, then that defense better step up, because last season they got steamrolled in the playoffs. And when you look at the defensive rankings, they were decent against the run and during the regular season, but got crushed by the Ravens on the run. And then against the pass, they gave up 20. They were 25th, I think, against the pass all year.
So what did they do? They drafted a nose tackle, they drafted a defensive end, and they drafted a linebacker.
Yeah, those guys better step up.
But they've had a lot of guys. Like, they've been drafting defensive guys. They got Joey Porter Jr. the other year. Like, this is a team that knows how to draft defense as well. They have some names on defense. I mean, like, listen, if T.J. Watt is healthy, that's the other thing. Watt was hurt last year.
He's not in camp. They got problems, man.
Well, thank God to keep him healthy. But if you get Highsmith and Watt coming in, if, like, that team is healthy on defense, there are a lot of Pro Bowl-level players on that defense. There's no doubt about it. They're just getting kind of old.
The expectations for Pittsburgh, now that you've seen Aaron Rodgers in black and yellow, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, you got game three tonight, NBA Finals. Series goes to Indianapolis, Pearl.
Wait, the NBA Finals are still going on? I thought they just gave up and said, let's hope LeBron's in there next year. Honestly, it was too long. I hate when they do the 2 days rest.
When's game
Lost
four?
All our momentum on this series.
Is game four Saturday?
I believe so.
God. Why are they doing this? Just go every other day. We lost all the mojo.
Game four will be on my birthday Friday.
It's your birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's death for TV, usually, TV ratings.
So it's every other day.
Manny, how old are you going to be?
I will be turning 28 years old.
Look at you. All grows up.
All old and whatnot.
You going to watch the game? Or are you going to go out and get hammered?
Both.
That's what Buffalo Wild Wings is for.
Amen.
It's weird that you don't have a girlfriend right now, but you're going to BW3 to watch a Thunder Pacers game.
Got that right, brother.
We never got your order from B-Dubs. What do? You go there all the time, cities.
I don't want to say all the time. I just frequent it.
We get multiple. We've already, you've been working on the show for less than a year. I think I have multiple photos from you from a B-Dubs.
Delicious wings.
Well, they have like 30 flavors. Yeah, I mean, this is not a commercial
lemon
for them.
Lemon pepper, some mild. I love lemon pepper wings. Okay. Dry, wet, don't matter. Give me some lemon pepper.
Do you do the regular wings or the
Boneless, because I'm a loser.
Oh, so you eat chicken nuggets.
Mom's still cutting up your...
Are you five?
Yeah.
Cutting up your meal?
Yes. You don't eat chicken wings.
Is there an issue? Yes. I eat chicken nuggets that mask as wings. Yes.
Why just go to McDonald's?
So this is where I'm actually getting...
lemon pepper wings or lemon pepper nuggies at McDonald's.
Well, just wait.
Ooh.
This is actually where I think Manny's doing a smart move, because if you are a B-Dub and let's say there is an attractive, say somebody who looks like Myles Garrett, new girlfriend walks in and you want to start a conversation. But to be honest, wings are tough. They get stuck in your teeth. It's really hard to navigate that as like a date food. Keep it clean with the boneless nuggets. And I don't know, you're probably eating with your fingers. You could
eat it with a knife.
Okay, good.
Even better,
keep it clean, because it's going to ruin it if you try to kick game to a girl and you got buffalo wing in your teeth.
Listen, there's no Chloe Kims walking into the Nourishel B-Dubs, okay? I don't have any issues.
You don't know that.
I'm going to show up in some sweatpants and oversized T-shirt.
Listen, I met my husband at a bar many 15 years ago.
Yeah, but also there wasn't Tinder nor Bumble back in those times, and there was less social anxiety.
It was barely fire.
Yeah,
the wheel had just been invented, but you're right. I mean, there was no Tinder.
But I got to tell you, I'm sorry to take it off track, that those sites are not great for guys. Like I heard, I've talked to a lot of young guys in my basketball run. Like they're like, they stink. Mm. Like it's one guy, you know, it's 100 guys for every girl on there. Like, why don't you come down the city with me? And we'll go out to the bars and we'll introduce you to a lady.
Perloff's going to wingman for you, dude. You've got to do this.
Yeah, I think bars are back in. That's what I hear because Tinder is awful.
Yeah, Tinder's the worst. Bumble's the worst. It's the bane of my existence, as is dating. But you know what isn't? Basketball.
Listen, coffee,
and drinking.
Listen, I met my future wife, Coffee Meets Bagel. I'll give them a shout out. Try Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh, that's the Facebook thing, right? Is it's like a friend of a friend. Like you have to.
No, that's
Hinge.
Yes, Hinge. Right. No, this is more like, hey, you got 20 people. See if you like one of them. And if you do, you match. And then that's how.
Random people or friends of your people in your contacts?
Random.
Got it.
Just complete, like people in your city.
Okay. Yeah, but then I want them to break down why Tyrese Halliburton's pick and roll is working and whatnot. So
yeah, this is why
I find that on bagels and whatever it's called.
Coffee meets bagel, sir.
This is why you're actually likely to meet your future wife at a B-dubs. She's there watching the game. I mean,
it's pretty obvious. It's the combination of Dort, Kayson Wallace, and Alex Caruso. Everybody knows that. No.
I might make out with him.
What is the joke? If you walk into a bar and start talking about fantasy football, it's like the biggest turnoff to finding a woman possible.
The biggest turnoff to talking to men, too. If you talk to me about your fantasy football team, I will immediately tell you, but I do not care, unless you're in my league.
You talk analytics or NBA or mention the name Lou Dort, you're out immediately in any circle, right?
Well, if you mention Lou Dort's name to me, what'd you say? Coitus time.
Yeah, no. Are you dating anyone right now?
It's like you just learned that word, which is weird.
That is why.
Okay, I've got an idea. Manny, I told you when the Knicks were still in the playoffs that I thought you should have went to the fan fest, and I created this whole fan fiction, quite frankly, about you finding your future Mrs. Rodriguez there, lock eyes across the plaza, Knicks fan, and a love story. I've got a new one for you.
Oh, wonderful.
You didn't take my advice the last time. That's okay, because I still got good ideas. It's about to be summertime.
That's right.
You have experience before you transition to this profession full time. You are a camp counselor.
That's right.
I think that you would find a great lady who is a counselor at a basketball camp for kids. This is the woman you need. Now, I don't want you to leave. And by the way, you can't. You're chained to the desk. You can't leave here. We lock the doors. You're not allowed to leave the Maggie and Perloff show. But you need to find like a future assistant coach or something, or future head coach, something like that. You need someone who can speak your language. You need to find a counselor at a basketball camp, and that's going to be the next Mrs. Rodriguez. She'll break down the Lou Dort defensive blah, blah, blah.
All right, Cameron Brink, hit me up on Instagram.
Manny, rule number one, ignore everything Maggie says about finding women. I'm looking at a picture of the fan fest. There are at least 400 people on camera here. There's not a single woman.
Yeah.
If you're going to the fan fest looking for women, that's bad. Going to a basketball camp? What are we doing?
How about the run, LA Fitness run, or one of those famous runs? You could be there.
You can meet a dude.
There's mad dudes there. Yeah.
There's no chicks doing a run.
The reception, there's always some cuties at the reception.
Not girls working.
Do we look like guys who could pick up girls at the gym? Come on.
and we laughed.
Clearly, I'm working with nothing here. I got no strategy. Go to the New York Knicks Fan Fest to meet a girl. Then it's like, well, why don't you go to a basketball camp? Honestly, these are the single two worst ideas I've ever heard on how to get a woman.
You want to take them to what? Some martini bar in Shishi, Manhattan? And what is he going to do there? No,
it's
talking about Lou Dort there.
Okay. Why don't you just go with EJ to a WWE event? Maybe you'll find the love of your life there, because there's a lot of women there.
There kind of are, actually.
But you might meet
Topanga.
A lot of dudes. Like, BW3s watching the finals, a lot of dudes. We got to get your odds better.
Yeah. Do you want to know? So I have a friend.
My issue is social anxiety.
That's what the booze is for.
I was going to say. I didn't want to say it. Like booze, pills. We're not advocating for any of that.
No, don't do pills.
Yeah, be under a doctor's care. I meant like anti-anxiety meds. That's not the advice I'm giving you. But can I tell you a personal story of a friend of mine? So she also didn't love the dating apps anymore. She had been over it. And by the way, she's got a partner now and they're madly in love, and this is a happy story. But she was like getting so bummed out about the apps, and she wanted a place where the ratio of guys to girls was good, but she's not a sports fan and it'd be really hard to fake it, and you're going to meet somebody and you don't know who Lou Dort is and your cover's blown. What she ended up finding was she was a big fan of John Mayer because she loved his music. He started fronting the Grateful Dead, like the current iteration of the Grateful Dead, Pearl. And she started going to all these Grateful Dead shows. And I went to one with her. It is 90% dude. She didn't end up meeting her guy there. This is a totally other story. But the ratio was unbelievable. And she found a way to get off the apps. And by the way, she became a huge Deadhead, like a really big fan of the Grateful Dead.
So go to a Grateful Dead concert, meet 90% of dudes. And
Flip it the other way. Exactly. You got to go to a music show where it's a mostly female audience, like John Mayer or something like that.
Beyonce, come back.
get a cowboy hat and get out there.
Yeah, Andrea had an extra ticket. You could have went with her.
Damn it.
My family, my wife and my daughter went to see Olivia Rodrigo this weekend. If you want to meet a 12-year-old, then go to that.
We're not advocating that.
Of course we're not advocating. Everything Maggie says about meeting a woman, immediately take that and do the exact opposite.
Literally
180 degrees. She just described, she's hardwired to find men. She doesn't understand how this game works.
It's hard. But no, I think I'm giving Manny gems here.
Then you really aren't.
Where would you take them? You said come out with me. Where are you going to go? Some meat market?
No, we'll go where the ladies are. We're going to go to Crown Heights, Brooklyn. We're going to go to Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Warehouse party?
Bar.
Okay.
Like a bar where there's no TV on and everyone's getting hammered and you can use your charm. I think you're better in person than online. I'm just going to say that right now.
There's no
TV. You're a very charming person. You're good looking. Probably you profile better in person.
Listen, I got to catch my 11 o'clock Sports Center, though. I got to catch up on the rest of the day. I got to catch up on my news. I don't watch CNN. News. I watch Sports Center.
I'll be honest. The news is real depressing. I would tune that out.
I'm hearing fear, Manny.
Mm. Oh, I'm petrified of women. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
We're intimidated.
Yeah. I think we're all on the right. I was like, what we need is a serious psychotherapist.
The problem is, though, not all women are, Sydney Sweeney, who's bathwater you want to drink, there are actual real women out there who are a little less intimidating.
I don't believe it.
No, I think Manny's scared of every woman. I'm getting that sense.
What do you think we're gonna do?
By the way, all men are.
Just reject me. The constant fear of rejection.
Listen, got it.
I know you're worried about your loot door information scaring off women. I thought I ruined my second date with Andrea because I talked too much about wrestling. And in fact,
you probably did.
Well, no, she said, in fact, I actually was intrigued because you knew so much about something that was so foreign to me that made me feel like
passion.
Right. And he was passionate about it. He's like, made me interested in what else you may be interested in.
Yeah. I'm just curious, EJ, when you were out on the market before Andrea, did your comic books and wrestling rap work a lot?
No.
That's very honest.
No.
That's funny because I feel like
girls will say that. Girls will say that that's cool that you're into that, but they won't actually care beyond they say, oh, that's really cool,
but they don't think it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, so women do a lot of things for men that we don't think are cool.
So what we got out of this segment is that Manny can't get chicks and that women lie.
And where did we learn that?
That women will say that's really cool but not be into something.
Yeah.
Women make a lot of concessions for men too.
You don't even need to lie. If a guy starts talking about a Marvel comic book in a date, it's a given that he's not going to be interesting to that woman. Sorry.
I don't know. Does Comic-Con have a lot of women?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen some videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I might go to that.
Come with me to Comic-Con.
Again, she just said, I don't know if talking about comic books works on a date. She does not know what she's doing here.
But if you go
really
to Comic-Con, then it's going to work.
If you're going to Comic-Con to find
I've
seen a lot of videos at Comic-Con. There are a lot of men there.
No, there are also a lot of women cosplayers. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Then women, they're like half naked.
You know what?
Dressed like Princess Leia.
You guys have no idea. I'm out.
You've never
been
to Comic-Con and seen the cosplayers?
If you go to Comic-Con to meet ladies, I am sorry. This is not a sound strategy.
No, Pearl, I think you got to find someone who's dressed like Princess Leia when Jabba the Hutt chained her up to the whatever, and that's it.
And I guarantee you there'll be 70 of them over a weekend at Comic-Con. That's one of the most famous cosplay costumes.
I think... Maggie,
I'm kind of partial to like, Spider-Man costume,
I genuinely think that you're giving bad advice. Like, I really think that you're thinking like a sports fan, and that's the problem with Manny.
What's he supposed to think, like a Broadway dancer?
Does he want to watch the NBA Finals, or does he want to find a girlfriend? What's the bigger priority?
Kind of want to watch the Finals.
Oh, man. Manny, I can't help you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, got a little sidetracked there. But for a good reason, where do you meet women? 888-710. You could also just tweet us that. You can call us. It's fine. Kind of curious. Where do people meet anymore? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, we are promised major fireworks are going to be happening this offseason. Where, with who? We'll explain next.
Samter, I put my tongue in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That thing.
Welcome back, Maggie and Burloff. Show assignment. Manny doesn't even want to meet a woman, but we're trying to force him to it for our entertainment purposes. He's going to go to the bar and watch the game.
Well, it's his birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to, you know, get him back out there.
Manny, seriously, what are you doing on Friday night?
Probably staying at the crib and watching the NBA Finals. I'm so serious.
At least go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Hold on.
It's not Kirk Cousins in Chipotle.
Just go be seen. Leave the home. JT's in Atlanta.
Listen to Genuine.
Has some dating advice. Listening to Genuine would be an interesting first move. That's an opener. JT, advice for Manny on how to find a lady.
Definitely. Listen, Manny, I got you, my guy. Listen, this is how it is. I understand your trepidation with this whole meeting random women in, like, bars and other places. That's like winning the lottery or playing Russian roulette. It's just, your odds are horrible. Like, it's just that the odds of you actually meeting a quality woman is like hitting a moving target while you're skiing. Like, that's just not going to happen. You need to do two things. One, old school, strictly referral for service, right? Friend of a friend. Like, your guy's got a girl, does she got a friend? Does she got a cousin? Does she know anybody? You have to know somebody that can recommend her and be like, oh, she's this, she's that. I think you guys would be a good match. So there's already that base of, like, I know you, I know them.
They've been vetted to a certain extent.
Right. They've been vetted. Right. Either that,
I have no friends. So what's number two?
is a wedding. Go to a wedding.
Start wedding crashing.
It's paradise.
JT, they made a whole movie out of it. I mean, I can't believe it took us this long to even get to it. You got to become a wedding crasher.
Well, man, you got about a year.
That's it.
Or what?
That's it. The weddings are a hookup paradise. Like you'll find. I mean, you have your pick of the litter at a wedding. So
that's not a reliable strategy because Maggie's saying crash, but you can't pencil in, I'm going to a wedding this weekend. It's kind of rare. How many weddings do you get invited to, JT?
No, you don't. You listen. You don't have to be invited. You just show up.
You should be invited.
Oh man, JT, this is, and everyone's saying I'm giving out bad advice on the radio because I said told Manny to go to a basketball camp to find a counselor. JT, epic, love
well,
it.
What
Thank
happened,
you for that.
What happened to Wedding Crashers? The guy had to make up a whole personality and go to an island. Like that's a lot of work, Manny.
That does sound.
But it worked
extraneous.
Out for them in the end. I mean, yeah, you're 28. So
that
this
was
is,
a movie.
This is kind of the time when everyone's.
It was a lot of documentary.
So next year, there's a wedding you'll be at. So maybe you got a shot.
Well, here's the issue. Again, I have no friends, so that
I'm sitting right here.
Well,
dude.
You're already married, bro. What are you going to get married again? You're going to renew your vows?
No, but I got friends that. Oh, they're too old for you.
Yeah,
they have daughters.
Bogus.
Yeah.
Can you renew your vows just to get Manny in a tuxedo?
Yeah. I would do that for you in a heartbeat.
Wait, I'm getting married next year.
I never too far away. Never trust a vow renewal. I'm like, ooh, what did that guy do?
But, oh, no.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Must have been bad if you got out love. Throw a whole party for it.
Yeah, by the way, the referral thing. It is good. You do want to meet a friend of a friend, but if a woman comes up to you and says, I have a friend, no go.
Why not?
Because that is always... and.
She's
that
probably
is
crazy.
Never as attractive as they say.
She's probably bananas as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Woman, maybe it's your
Maggie,
type of banana.
I don't know. All right, this is because I'm not naming any specifics.
Let's get shallow. Come on.
When my wife has been set up, like it's never like, hey, I want to meet you. I want to introduce you to this super hot lady. Like it's not how it works.
Listen, it goes both ways. If you're like, well,
friend,
why is she still
lonely.
Single? It's like, well, why are you still single? Sometimes you
because
know,
guys want to be single.
Well, or sometimes you get some bad luck. I think it's some bad luck. Like you could have put a lot into a relationship and then unfortunately it ends. Like I had a friend who was in a 5-6 year relationship and then it ends and now all of a sudden you're like 33 and you're out there and people are like, oh, why are you out there? It's like, well, because I just invested all this money into Bill and time and
familiar.
Bill turned out that, you know, Bill wasn't having it or whatever.
Yeah,
and now
familiar.
You're back in the
sounds
market.
Well,
familiar.
Actually, that age is not that different than Manny.
Right, but I'm saying for women sometimes it's like, well, why is she if she's got to be bananas or bat bleep because she's single? It's like, well, she could have just had a bad, unfortunate situation.
Now, you're 100% right. Part of that is in pseudo defense of us is we all assume that if you guys wanted to have fun for a night or have a boyfriend, you could have it. You could get any of those things immediately because we assume it's just easy for you to find what ladies to find
yes.
whatever you're looking
right.
for.
Okay,
prime, where it's a battle for us.
No,
like
you're
prime
only
Shaq
half
getting
right.
a rebound.
Grabbing them everywhere, wherever you're
right. Very easy.
Okay,
for you guys.
You're only half right about this. Yes, for the most part, if women want one night, they can go out and do that. You got to be pretty undiscerning, and if you really want to do that, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
To find a boyfriend, that's a much different thing.
Yeah.
That is not easy.
No, but it does seem easier from our side of the fence, right or wrong. I feel like that's where most men are coming. At this conversation from.
Well, it depends what age. In high school, obviously, it's easier. I mean, most guys don't know how to say no to anything. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think Maggie's saying when you get older as a woman, it gets a little harder.
Yeah, you want to, you start thinking about your family, you know, you got the whole biological stuff, all that stuff and the pressure and this and that. So it's hard to find a boyfriend. Yeah, go out, a bunch of girls go out for the night. If you want it, you can find it. Your friends will mock you mercilessly by the end of time, but...
Hey, who's that guy with the mustache over there intent on watching the Pacers Thunder game?
All of a sudden, it's like, hey, Lily, I didn't realize you loved lemon pepper wings much. And actually, we're probably going to call you lemon pepper until all in the nursing home.
Or Isaiah Hartenstein, because you're going to get the over 8, 9.5 rebounds.
Yeah. Or your brunch the next day, and Lily smells like lemon pepper sauce. You're like, what is that? And she's talking about Lou Dort's defense. Then you know she was with Manny.
So, hey, do you guys know that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has a cousin in the NBA?
How about Matthew Stafford? Have you ever heard of him? And Clayton Kershaw?
It's like, yeah, take all that NBA knowledge and why don't you take yourself to get tested for VD? How do you got, Bogus, let's do some headlines.
Wait, Bogus, so you were never single in your 20s?
No.
Gosh,
wow.
Bogus.
Wow.
Because Bogus would have been a scene.
Felt so bad for him.
He would have been a scene in the bars. He would have come in with that voice and started doing play-by-play of the game on TV. It would have been great.
Nope. I would be just as single as Manny right now if my wife didn't finally give in after
Finds
five.
Bridges quarter three.
Yeah,
that's good.
Wouldn't have done nothing for anybody.
Oh my God, I would.
We'd be crashing a wedding this weekend, me and Manny. Actually, I'd be Will Ferrell at this
season.
Part. I'd be the retired wedding crasher giving out
the
advice. Yeah.
All right, what did we learn?
As we all know, nothing goes wrong for the Buffalo Bills. The latest evidence is James Cook reporting to minicamp yesterday, unlike T.J. Watt, Trey Hendrickson, and the other dude dangling for new contracts. Cook's reasoning is simple.
I like my money. I definitely do, but... So that's why I'm here.
And since he likes his
it's
money.
That kind of commitment. Yeah, it's going to take the Bills right over the top.
Yeah. That's a great quote. I didn't hear that.
And because he likes that money, he'll also avoid training camp fines by being there in the summer. In other running back news, the Broncos are signing veteran J.K. Dobbins, who played for the Chargers last season. So his former head coach, Jim Harbaugh, revealing yesterday he had a cardiac ablation and a hip replacement this offseason, but now he's in, quote, A-grade health.
J.K. Dobbins had all that or Jim Harbaugh
No,
had all
Jim
that?
Harbaugh. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Harbaugh.
Oof.
After discussing the Knicks last hour, let's check in on those Pacers, who are hoping to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals tonight. Tyrese Haliburton hoping to be better than he was in Game 2.
Just try to treat it the same, because the minute that I try to switch up or put more pressure on myself or our group than there really is or then that needs to be applied, then I feel like guys can, you know, get nervous or whatever the case is. Let's just be loose, play basketball.
If you're scoring at home, Haliburton has one girlfriend, Manny. Tip off in Indy.
He also has one adult film actress.
Shortly after 8:30 Eastern tonight. If you're 12-54, you are very good at finding ways to lose baseball games.
The 2-0. Yaz swings, line drive, base hit into right field. Moniak up with it. Rounding third, Adames heading home. He'll score. The throw cut off. A flip to third is too late. And the Giants have taken a 6-5 lead in the ninth.
After beginning the inning down 5-2. Yes, the Rockies give up four runs in the ninth. They lose to the Giants 6-5. That's their fourth loss in a row, and they are again 12-54 overall this season. U.S. men's soccer pitching a second-half shutout to only lose to Switzerland 4-0 in Nashville in their final tune-up for the Gold Cup. Those four Swiss goals coming in a 23-minute span of the first half. The Americans have lost four straight for the first time since 2007.
Is Switzerland good at soccer?
No.
So
better than us.
Let's go yes and no. They are apparently the best team that came here to the States to cycle through Gold Cup teams as in like these exhibition matches. But generally speaking, they're not a power.
Yeah. Yes. Are there any famous Swiss soccer players?
Roger Federer.
So the Swiss are good enough to qualify, but nobody's putting money on the Swiss to win the World Cup or the Euro.
No,
so,
you know, their strategy, though, is to keep the ball in the neutral zone.
I knew you were going to do something like that.
Yes.
So bad.
Why are you like this?
Is there a neutral zone in soccer?
You just got divorced. Your wife just texted us.
You're back on the market.
There is no neutral zone.
It's my 13-year-old's fault. She loves dad jokes.
By the way, Bogues, you know who didn't lose yesterday? The Mexicans. Anyway, continue with your update.
Who'd they beat?
The Turkish, who actually just beat the Americans 4-2 last weekend. Stupak was at the game.
Great.
Who was that again?
I think he was trying to say Stu Kovacs, but I don't know what came out.
Stupak Shakur.
You know, like strangers are listening to this show, right?
A lot of times I'm really mystified. Is Manny in talkback the sound that only goes to my ear, or is it going over the air? I never know, because I'm like, would someone have actually opened their mic on national radio show and said that?
I've got one for you, Manny. We're talking about where Manny can meet a lady. P. Maddie's in the chat said the supermarket. Have you thought about going to the supermarket? He said stare at the cottage cheese like you're confused. They'll come out of the woodwork to tell you which one is the best.
I've heard the supermarket is a good play.
My
I've
brother
never
met
tried
his wife
it.
At a supermarket.
Oh, there you go.
It's married,
like,
two kids.
Like Animal House, he's hanging around the cucumber section.
Yeah, like how do you start a conversation?
I don't think it's the produce section.
Oh, that's some moldy tomatoes over there. How do you start a conversation at the supermarket?
Good morning. How are you?
Get away from me.
Did you see Game 3 of the finals last night?
I think I'm going to have to take over this project.
These oranges look like Lou Dort would have.
I'm sorry. Listen, I am not a particularly good-looking guy, and I did fine in New York City. Like, Manny, come with me. These ideas are stupid. The supermarket and...
Let's go to Wegmans. Go to Wegmans at Astor Place.
If you want to go to Wegmans, I'm down for that trip, because... That is some real value.
I'm getting that chocolate cake.
I'll go to Wegmans just to eat. I'm not going to go.
There's a Trader Joe's like three blocks from here. In about 2 hours, it'll be hopping if you want to take a walk
over
there.
Yeah, but see,
me.
Here's the issue. ESPN New York is now around the corner. Rick DiPietro might roll up in there, and then I'll be screwed.
I got to tell you right now.
Goalies taking all the ladies at Trader Joe's.
Have you seen Rick DiPietro's face?
I have.
He's a handsome devil.
Do you think that's your competition?
Yes, I think it's me and Rick DiPietro battling
fighting
for the
over Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, you in New York City.
This is real life.
But I've been to that Trader Joe's. Manny has no prayer in that place. I mean, they're a bunch of like finance bros, girlfriends in that place.
You need a resume submission.
Yeah, like, you have no chance at all.
What's your CV if you're going to
buy this? Open up your Chase account on your phone real quick. Thanks.
I'm in line buying like three things with four supermodels every time I go there. That is not where you should be shopping.
It's weird.
Where do they all come from?
I have no idea. They're all tall.
We're in Manhattan. What do you mean where they all come from?
Yeah, we're lower Manhattan.
The capital of the world just happens to be adjacent to this office, which is so weird.
There used to be like no apartments down here. Now there's a bazillion apartment buildings, and it's just full of presumably famous people, because I can only assume that if you're 6'1", in that kind of shape, not in an office at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, that you do something fun for your work.
Yeah, well, a billionaire's girlfriend.
Oh, there's...
Yeah, there's a lot of money.
So that's also off the table for Manny.
Yeah. No, that... Forget
Trader
Joe's.
I think
Joe's.
That Coors Light hat screams.
If you go to Trader Joe's, should focus on the pumpkin spice cookies and forget the ladies. Like... There's nothing there for you, bud.
They got some buffalo chicken dips so that I'm really in love over there.
I mean, that's an aphrodisiac in Buffalo.
Yeah, Matt just sat up.
It's something my attention.
This says a lot about us. We started with Manny's single life. Now we've transitioned into food, and we're all like, let's eat this. Yeah.
Can I add one possible HR violation to this?
Sure.
There's a whole section of young people right through this door to my left, basically, that you could just kind of wander around and see what happens. With like the regular employees,
the sales ladies, they're awesome.
Excuse me, sir, are you lost?
Just pretend you go into Maggie and Perloff's office and just pick up a conversation somewhere.
By the way, can we get to? I walked in this morning and there's something crazy in our office all of a sudden.
Oh yeah,
EJ came in. I'm like, do you know about this?
Anyway,
we'll get to that. Thank you, Bogish. Also, we have a update for you on Deion Sanders. We'll do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, this is music all from artists who hail from our nation's capital. The Mount Olympus of Maggie Perloff continues top of the hour. Pearl, the four sports gods from D.C.
Yeah, sports gods is a stretch for the city.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
I love this one. Maybe because I lived in D.C., so I felt a little bit, this one felt a little closer to me than some of the others.
You're a big Wizards fan, Mac?
It's tough. Let's go to Jay, who's in Nashville. We've been talking about a lot of things. Aaron Rodgers, a little toned down Rodgers, meeting the media at Pittsburgh Steelers mandatory minicamp yesterday and working out. And also Manny's dating life. Jay, what do you got?
Oh, my God, poor Manny. You guys sound like Joe Pesci's mom on Goodfellas. Like, you should settle down and find a good woman. Why can't be like your friend right here? You know what I mean? But
I say that every night, Ma.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, like, the only thing I can tell Manny is, like, there is no formula. You know what I mean? Because sometimes going to, like, Walmart at 3:30 in the morning when everybody in their PJs is the best way to find one. But, and I heard what JT was.
I like that.
No, but because, you know, you get to see them with no makeup on. They obviously can cook because they're buying boneless chicken breasts. You know what I mean? And, you know, and they're getting a seasoning called Smack Your Mama. So, you know, they can cook.
Okay.
But,
very specific.
But, yeah, but I'm just saying, but, like, I hear what JT was saying earlier. And I got to admit, I was trying to pawn her off on him because she was a little crazy, but they kind of matched. But he called me up a week later like, man, why in the hell you hooked me up with this crazy ass girl? I was like, well, what? It was no hello or nothing. He just cussed me out from the jump. But that's neither here nor there. But, I mean, the only thing I say, keep cutting that mustache off, man, because I saw that picture. I think it was yesterday, the day before, whatever picture y'all post, I was like, dude, he looked like a confused foreign star right there. Like you want me to stick what and where? Like, no, player. But
that was
I really wanted to talk about that Kevin Durant trade. Like, I don't know if that's true or not. And I've been hitting EJ up, like, because it was another trade. They were talking about trying to get Shador to Detroit. But is the Kevin Durant trade, is it just a rumor? It said ESPN on it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody's posting fake stuff or what.
Jay, that was an amazing call. A+. Manny thinks the mustache is secret power, but well,
I think he's talking about that cap photo where Manny kind of looked like Borat. I think he saw a artificial picture. Because Manny's mustache works.
Okay, so the Durant
stuff. Pearl.
From what I can tell, the one thing that got aggregated was Bill Simmons theorizing that a Durant deal is already done, like that there's some kind of backroom thing that's already happened. I didn't see anything beyond that.
Well, right, but the odds, it's always been the Spurs and the Rockets have been 1 and 2 for both Giannis and Durant. I feel like they've always been in the mix because they both have tons of assets. And if OKC wants to get in that game too, but they won't go for Durant. But it makes sense. I mean, when Simmons said that, did he say, I have somebody inside who told me this, right?
He said, I just found the quote, I wouldn't be surprised if KD to the Spurs is done already and they just haven't announced it, he said on Monday. Like, they've agreed on the specifics and they'll just announce it the week of the draft.
He said
he doesn't have any real inside info.
Yeah, I mean, the logic says it's got to be one of those two teams to make the biggest move because they both have extra young players, right? You got Castle, the rookie of the year, and you got the number two pick coming in, which will probably be Dylan Harper. Like, do you need both those guys?
It depends how you want to build this.
Well,
thing,
yeah,
right?
By
the way, depending on, do you think that, you know, Durant still is playing well at a very high level? I think there actually is a real question about, do I want him around my young superstar? He's unhappy all the time. It feels like. And all he says, I just want to play basketball. Well, you get the opportunity and it still feels like you're unhappy. And I'm not saying money buys you happiness, but, like, you're one of the great 15 greatest players of all time. You get to decide exactly how your career is going and where you want to go. You joined the Warriors. You joined Brooklyn with Kyrie. You wanted that. You got to say, trade me to Phoenix. You wanted that. They did it. Get happy.
Well, I mean, it's different, though, now. Like, he's a role player at this point, though. I think it's a totally different, like, Brooklyn, he was finally the bus driver and he almost hit that three to beat the Bucks. But now he's, you know, if he goes to the Spurs or the Rockets, he has to realize I'm at the end and I'm like a not a sixth man, but you're definitely a complimentary player.
No, I get it, but people look to him, I think, for like, you know, as a veteran. Like, you look to him for, you know, advice, guidance, set the tone, and he's never been.
So you're worried about Wemby.
Yeah, definitely.
But Houston's got a bunch of different personalities. I don't worry about him there. I would like.
Well, he loves Adoka, right?
Yeah, I mean, Van Vliet's coming back to Houston, right? He's a strong veteran presence. I'm not worried about Houston. That's a good point about Wemby.
Quickly, John, we've got about 20 seconds. You've got dating advice for Manny. What is it? John's in Boise.
Manny, get tattoos, man. Get tattoos and the ladies will come to you.
Yep.
Wait, John, I hate to do this. He's got them already.
That's a fact, John. I do have tattoos.
You need to have more. I've got like 90% of my body covered. I need just my left leg from my knee to my waist and my skull. And I'll have a full body.
Yeah. Manny, I agree with John.
90% of your body is tattooed? That's amazing. Send us a photo of it at maggieandperloff@gmail.com. Yeah, maggieandperloff@gmail.com. Not that I don't love that Kevin sends us a picture of his breakfast every morning, which is epic. This bit has been going on for months, but I got to see 90% of your body covered in tattoos. Dude.
Funny enough, Bogus and I were actually speaking yesterday about how I kind of want to go get a new tattoo rather soon. So might have to do that.
Not a bad idea.
Ladies like tattoos. That's a fact.
John, more than comic books and pro wrestling and the Knicks.
Tattoos.
Hey, I'm married. I'm about to get married, sir.
Yeah, you did figure it out.
The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.